What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we are going to be talking about random facts.
Mm-hmm.
Just
so many fun, weird, lots of weird shit out there.
It's like, let's just do something silly and light and fun and maybe give you listeners a couple fun Snapple fun facts to share with your friends. I just said fun so many times.
This might spark something new that you're interested in. Maybe it'll spark your next research paper. Who knows? We'll also be sharing some weird shit about each other, too.
Yeah. Because I was like, I'm going to say weird shit about you.
Right. I'm not sharing weird shit about Kelsey. She'll be sharing about herself.
I'm going to air all your dirty laundry.
But yes, please.
Honestly, you have already aired all your dirty laundry on the show. I don't think there's anything left.
That well is dry, baby.
We have poured it all out into your guys' ears, your poor ears.
Oh, man. Well, we do have a quote.
If you continue to think the way you've always thought, you'll continue to get what you've always got.
This is very true. It's very true. I like that. I've heard a few different versions of this quote, and I like the fact that this person just decided to make it rhyme.
Yeah. I mean, they get it. It's by Kevin Trudeau. Yeah. Changing your mindset, man.
Right. Your mindset, your actions, your habits, they all work in a circle. Yeah. Right? It's like thoughts become beliefs, beliefs become actions, actions become habits, habits become feelings and thoughts and beliefs. You know what I'm saying?
Did I ever tell you that John Heffron, who is a comedian I've worked with many times over the years, he was watching my set one night a couple years ago, and I had a joke about being poor, about being broke.
Yes.
Did I talk about this?
Where
it's like, he's like, you're going to keep doing that. Like, you're going to keep being broke if you keep saying that you're broke. And I was like, oh, I changed it.
Yeah, it's like that quote. What is it? Like, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get different results, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, thinking and doing the same things over and over again and hoping shit gets different or better. You got to break the pattern somewhere.
Yeah.
Whether it's starting with an action or a thought or whatever it might be.
Yeah. I have a new agent who is so fantastic, and he has a really positive mindset. And we like to talk about the idea of think bigger than where you are now. And 'cause like, why not? And like, let's reach for those things and try for those things. And I just love that. I think that's a really good way to think.
Right. Isn't it kind of sad that we don't allow ourselves to dream really big sometimes? And it's like, if we can't even allow ourselves to dream big in our imaginations, you think that shit's going to come true anytime soon?
Yeah.
It's like, that's step number one, is just allowing yourself and giving yourself permission to think, wow, if everything went the way that I hope it goes, what does that really look like? And how would I be able to chunk that down into action steps for myself now?
Yeah, we stay so small out of fear. And it's been really refreshing talking to him, because it makes me realize how long I have kept a certain mindset. Because if we're talking about like, if he's like, okay, make a list of maybe like certain podcasts that you'd like to be a guest on or whatever, right? And like, let's see if we can make that happen. I'll make a list that's very modest and very like very attainable. Sometimes like the podcast
self-helpless written 10 times.
Oh my God. Sometimes some of the podcasts that I've suggested are ones I've already been a guest on, but like I had a great time and they are great podcasts. And he's like, that's awesome. Like totally. Like we should have you try and do those again. However, think about the step above that. Like what's something that, but it's because it's out of fear that I made that list a little bit smaller, a little bit safer.
Yeah.
Because there was some sort of self-doubt in me being like, oh, like maybe you're not ready to do whoever's, you know, a bigger person's podcast. Maybe.
Right.
Are you ready for that kind of exposure? Or what if you say something stupid and then you can't have it edited out because it's not your podcast? Like, all of these things went through my brain without me even knowing it. And then I sent that list, and I'm happy to have somebody in my life now, like on a business level, that's going, let's think bigger than that though.
Yes. Okay. Calling you on your shit. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
So you sent a new list?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good. Awesome.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent. I like just this person already.
Yeah. Yeah. Dream big. Okay. Before we get into fun facts, we've got some announcements. This is coming out at the end of August, and September is very full with tour dates, guys. So Phoenix Helpsters, I'm so excited. I'm going to be at Copper Blues Live in Phoenix September 4th and 5th. That's Labor Day weekend. And then September 16th through the 18th, I will be back at Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin. Love that club. And then my first time at Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, September 22nd
through the 25th.
Oh my God. I cannot wait. It's going to be great. So, KelseyCook.com for those tour dates. Lots more throughout the end of the year as well. Go check it out and grab a ticket to come see me.
Beautiful.
And Adele, what do you have?
To DelaneyFisher.com, I have a podcast for service providers called eFishionado. It's a mini course that comes out every other Tuesday, and I offer business coaching to independent contractors and service-based business owners. So if you are looking to increase your revenue and also your freedom, while basically increasing the quality of everything that you do in your business, you can find that on my website as well, along with some other gifts and resources that are available to you too.
Hell yeah.
All right. Shall we get into some of this fun goodness, Kelsey Cook?
Yes, Delaney Fisher.
Let's do it.
Okay. Humans cannot walk in a straight line without a visual point. So when blindfolded, we will gradually walk in a circle.
That's very strange. I would have never thought that.
I wouldn't have thought that either.
And I wonder how long it takes somebody to actually start the circle. Like, I wonder how far we could walk relatively straight before you start making that curve. I've never tried it. Maybe we need a part two where we actually try some of this shit.
Right? Well, I know. I'm like, maybe that would be a fun YouTube video, is actually trying some of these things, because I'm curious.
Yeah. So weird. One I liked, because I just feel like this is what I heard as a kid, the she sells seashells by the seashore situation. This was written about a female paleontologist from the 1800s, and she actually sold dinosaur bones and fossilized shells. So like, that was about a real person. Fun little rhyme that they told us as kids that helped us enunciate our S's and shit.
She sells, I can't even get she the first three. She sells seashells.
Nailed it. Blah. Nailed it. I thought that was a pretty fun one.
That is very interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so this is going to make everybody think about their closets. The average American woman owns 7 pairs of jeans and only wears 4, according to a national poll featured in ShopSmart.
Mm.
Well, they have not been to Delaney Fisher's closet where there might be nary a jean. I don't know that you even own a pair anymore.
I used to have 2 pairs of jeans and I actually got rid of one and got a couple more. So I have 3 pairs now.
Whoa.
One's like a black pair of jeans, one's like a blue, and one's kind of like a gray in the middle. And I'll probably wear all 3 consistently.
Yeah.
What about you, Kels?
I think I'm actually totally within that statistic. I think I own are we saying jeans can include like, I don't know, like a black thick pair of leggings that I wear as jeans?
I feel like it's probably for denim.
Denim?
I could be wrong. I don't know.
I don't own 7 pairs of straight up denim jeans. I mean, I guess if you include jean shorts, but I do agree that I mostly rotate through maybe 4 of them. And then there's a couple that are on the bench and I will bring them in sometimes.
Bring them in. Yeah. I feel like I used to hit this statistic definitely when I was younger. I feel like I had tons of jeans and only a few really fit well. So the other ones were just kind of backup.
There's a big debate too on like how often you're supposed to wash your jeans. I don't know.
How about, what do you do?
I feel like I wash them every probably like 2 wears. Really depends on the season. Like if it's winter and just all your skin is like bone dry, I don't know. I feel like 2 to 3 is usually okay. But like if it's summer and it's hot, I mean, maybe 1 to 2. Like I don't let anything get funky. Like if I know I've been like sweating, that's going in the washer.
Yeah. I think it depends on the activity I'm doing. Like, do I feel gross in these? Probably a good time to wash them.
Yeah.
You know, like, do I feel gross taking them off? Then probably put it in the laundry basket.
Yeah.
This one, I feel like I've heard this before and it always freaks me out that there are more stars in space than there are grains of sand on every beach in the entire world.
Oh, like, my brain.
I really start freaking myself out.
My brain hurts trying to even think about that.
My brain just can't go there.
No.
It's just.
No. Okay. Spam mail got its name from Monty Python. So the term was inspired by a skit from the British comedy group that featured Vikings loudly and annoyingly, though hilariously, singing spam, spam, spam in an effort to drown out others who were trying to talk.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. That's so awesome. I didn't
know that's where that came from.
No, that's a good one to know. It's illegal to sell photos of the Eiffel Tower at night. And of course, when I first read this, I'm like, do they mean just like of the Eiffel Tower with like a dark sky, or like you are physically selling photos at like 8 p.m. being like, here you go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Which one? And then of course, Humaira added a note because she probably knows this too well. And it says, while it's totally legal to snap pics of the tower during the day, it's illegal to sell photos of the tower at night. And that's because the rights to the building's evening light show belongs to the artist who created it. So the image is therefore protected under French law. That is fascinating. But when I think about it, I don't think I've ever seen. Have you seen pictures of the Eiffel Tower at night on like things that you can purchase, products, photos, stuff like that?
I think so. I mean, it's one of I feel very fortunate that I've been able to see the Eiffel Tower at night in person, gosh, 3 times now. Something like that, 3 or 4 times. And it is one of the most beautiful things in the entire. I mean, it is so magical. It's like, I have goosebumps just thinking about it. But that's I mean, I've certainly taken photos of it and videos, but I am not trying to sell them.
I'm selling them. Well, it's a good thing that you haven't tried, Kelsey, because.
Behind bars. This is so weird to me. Barbie and Ken have full names. Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Which is so funny.
And Ken's full name is Kenneth Carson.
it sounds like that could be my grandma and probably was in the running for my grandma's name at some point. Kenny Carson kind of sounds like a douche. And, you know, to be honest, growing up, I feel like Ken was kind of a douche sometimes.
Oh,
had
for sure.
Girlfriends had a lot of, yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
10 out of 10 douche. Did you know that Chuck E. Cheese, his full name is Charles Entertainment Cheese? I hate it so much. That to me is the most like creepy John Wayne Gacy, like fucking party mouse that has bodies in the basement. Charles Entertainment Cheese. Ugh. Yeah. I hate it.
No, they really, I mean, they really could have stuck with Chucky, right? It's so weird because I'm wondering, like with the whole Barbara, I already forgot, Barbara Maleficent or whatever the hell, and Kenneth, did they think that, oh, these full names are going to be the thing and this is going to be part of the marketing? Or they did that and they're like, oh shit, let's just call it Barbie and Ken and that's going to be way better.
I don't know. Was it ever weird to you growing up that Chuck E. Cheese, like I used to think his name was Chucky, but it's just Chuck.
With Y. Right. Yeah. Right.
I remember figuring that out and being like, whoa, what?
Yeah. Yeah. The crazy Chuck stuff. This one made me feel good because, okay, this one, pigeons have been trained by the U.S. Coast Guard to spot people lost at sea. This made me happy because I just feel like pigeons really get a bad rap. Like I just feel like growing up, people see pigeons like eating French fries, you know, when you're out to lunch and they're just total dicks to them. And right. I'm like, why are people so rude to pigeons? They just feel like the, you know, the trashy type of bird or something. And, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know why, but people really discriminate against these guys.
Yeah, they're like the Jersey Shore cast of birds. Like people are just like, no.
Gross. Love a parakeet. Fuck these guys over here.
Fuck a pigeon.
Yeah.
I have to say I'm part of that group that kind of looks at them as dirty because I think of like Home Alone 2 with the pigeon lady, the bird lady in the park. I just feel like pigeons are all about getting into gross places. Like they don't give a shit. And so when I see one, I'm like, I don't trust where you've been. You're not like a sweet little, like a robin or I don't know, a blue jay. I just feel like pigeons are like all in the street.
And why is it that we don't really see the robins and the blue jays on the streets eating the, you know, the carton of McDonald's fries and shit? It is weird. But
yeah.
I feel like this, you know, this settles some scores for the pigeons because they are very intelligent if they're being trained to be able to, you know, rescue people who are drowning. And
why
shit.
I cannot picture that. I just feel like they're so worthless. Like that they're supposed to be, they're going to save people. And like, yet you throw them a fucking crumb of bread and like their attention's gone. They're not saving shit.
Right. Well, hey, listen, I mean, now I feel like I want to see a video of this. I wonder if they have some kind of stuff where they're training the pigeons back and forth to like find people at sea. Like, what the hell does that look like? What does that training look like?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, but it's funny.
It's a French fry in the middle of the ocean. Here, it's a bag from a car. It's a gas station trash can.
Oh, I don't know.
Love it. Love
it. I'm not counting on the pigeons to save me is what I'm
right.
saying.
Right. Sure.
Okay. The eye makes movements 50 times every second. How?
So crazy.
What does that mean? I'm looking right at the camera. I'm not moving my eyes.
Yeah. How can that be 50 times? Very, very subtle little flutters or something. Vibrations. I don't remember. We probably learned about this shit in health class and that just went, you know, in one ear out the other.
Yeah.
This one is very cool. There is a hot pink lake in Australia. Western Australia's Lake Hillier has a naturally occurring pink hue. It likely has this due to the carotenoid pigments produced by microalgae in the water.
Wow.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I would love to see that. We should look up pictures.
I would love to see that too and swim in it. Oh, by the way, we probably should have said this up front, but these these fun facts are from places like RD.com, BuzzFeed Insider, thefactsite.com. You can Google them and find more info about them.
no only child has been a U.S. president?
I feel kind of attacked on this one. On one hand, I am an only child on one side of my family. The other side, I'm the oldest of four. And I'm like, why is that? Why is that?
I don't know. That is interesting, though. I would almost think it would not be that way.
Or maybe because you're growing up with siblings, you're constantly trying to be superior to them. And you're like, you know what, bitch, I'm gonna be president one day and you can all fuck yourself. Right. I'm gonna be the golden child.
Right? Wow. That's a really good way to look at it.
These are very loose theories that I will definitely write a book about one day.
Honestly, I'm on board. I believe it.
The term footage comes from films being measured in feet when being edited in the early days of filmmaking.
Oh.
I should know more about this stuff because I did work at a movie studio for several years and I actually gave tours about film stuff. So funny. I was a tour guide at a film studio. Don't know shit about movies and film, really, with the logistics or the history. Really just kind of talked out of my ass through a lot of those tours. But anyway,
still, if you had Delaney as a tour guide, now you know.
Yeah, really had to, you know, cheese things up personality wise. So to distract from, I didn't know what I was talking about. But I think I do remember, like, they would have to lay out all the film and physically cut the scenes out that they didn't want anymore and then piece it back together.
Right.
You know, before the digital age.
So crazy.
Yes.
Okay. I love this. This melts my heart. Elephants find humans cute just as we find babies cute. So elephants treat humans like adult humans treat babies.
That's adorable.
I want to meet an elephant. I've never met one.
So I feel like if you're ever lost in the jungle somewhere, hanging out with the elephants, they'll probably take good care of you. But then again, they can also trample you to death. So
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ketchup was once sold as medicine. As a medicine. I would love more info about this, please.
That sounds like...
For what?
For what? Yeah, that sounds like such a Florida thing.
Oh my gosh.
Ketchup was once sold as a medicine.
Yeah, it does sound like that would be in the news. And okay, tomato ketchup was once sold as a medicine. In the 1830s, tomato ketchup was sold as a medicine, claiming to cure ailments like diarrhea, indigestion, and jaundice, which I feel like are probably the root causes of ketchup these days. The idea was proposed by Dr. John Cook Bennett, who later sold the recipe in form of tomato pills.
What?
Wow. Really come a long way. I mean, also, maybe you would just eat a tomato.
Yeah, I'm like, what's happening in ketchup that is going to cure something that a tomato isn't? Like, was ketchup made differently
sugar,
then?
Right?
Because ketchup now is like high fructose corn syrup and sugar.
Right. Oh, incredible. This is when we have to really look back and be like, wow, remember when we used to do this? What are we doing today that's going to be the this of our generation in 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years?
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Really think about it.
I don't know.
I mean, they used to prescribe smoking, right?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Smoking was a big one for that. Yeah. As of 2019, so only 2 years ago, the site MySpace still gets 8 million visitors per month. Who? Just all my aunts and uncles. Like, who is still going on there?
I didn't know that the MySpace was still up and running, to be honest, but I remember it, like, didn't it transition into music and bands and stuff at some point? They really changed their marketing, I think. But oh, MySpace, remember back in the day, you just like put a passive aggressive song on your page when you were like mad at your boyfriend and shit, hoping that they would
Paramore. Misery business.
You had your top eight.
I miss top eight. I miss, you know, I don't miss top eight. That was like a horrible mind fuck. But I just miss the layout of the page and like getting to pick a song. Oh, I wish that Instagram let you pick a profile song.
So funny. And you like rotated in your top eight, like, new people coming through. Sorry. Ooh, new boyfriend. He's going to number one. Sorry, yes. Dad.
Sorry, Dad. Oh, my God.
Oh, geez. The television was invented only 2 years after the invention of sliced bread, which feels like a big jump. It's
real
like
a big leap.
Here's a different way to cut your carbs and then technology.
What a crazy 2 years. A lot going on.
Wow. A lot of growth during that time. Interesting.
Okay, this is crazy. People don't sneeze in their sleep due to their brain shutting down the reflex.
How weird is that?
You're right. There's so much weird stuff with sneezing that like you can't keep your eyes open when you sneeze.
Right. Can't do it in your sleep.
Do you ever do the thing where if you're trying to not sneeze, you put your finger up to the base of your nose and it makes it stop?
No. I would assume that would make it go faster because you're just like, I don't know, clogging some stuff up or smelling something.
No, it stops it.
Weird.
It actually works.
A dog's nose is the equivalent of a human fingerprint, which I don't know about you, but it just immediately makes me picture like a bunch of like dog police officers in an apartment being like, his nose prints were all over the apartment.
Oh my God. You are becoming like a kooky aunt. You... Like, I love where your brain goes.
Immediate outfits and everything. It's probably because I'm a crazy dog lady.
You are now,
I think about all the outfits Maverick will look cute in. I don't actually put him in outfits, but I don't know. Check in with me in a few years.
It's impossible to hum while holding your nose. When you hum, you should feel a little buzzing in your nose, but when you close your mouth to hum and hold your nose at the same time, the air has no way to escape and the humming sound isn't created. Okay, should we try this right now?
Let's do it. Please.
So let's try humming.
And then okay.
You can't.
It's weird.
hurt my ears.
Yeah, that's weird. The vibration.
But you weren't
different.
Humming just now, that little sound that came out. You were just like making that in your throat, I think.
Oh, I wasn't? Wait, do a hum. Do I not know how to hum properly? Go ahead.
Oh wow, that's so weird. You can't. That hurts my ears.
What is up with our bodies? What's happening all up in here?
Okay, listeners, you have to try and do that real quick.
A group of crows is called murder.
I knew that, a murder of crows.
I don't know if I knew that, but I wonder if this was the inspiration for Hitchcock's The Birds.
It took the creator of the Rubik's Cube, Erno Rubik, 1 month to solve the cube after creating it. As of June 2018, the world record is 4.22 seconds.
Wow. So he created that thing not even knowing if it could be solved yet?
I guess not.
Wow. Hefty risk there, Erno. That's pretty, wow, that's pretty interesting. The creator himself took a while. I wonder how quickly he eventually was able to get it going.
Yeah, if he could like pick up speed.
What if he just stayed at a month? Everybody surpassed him with his own invention. He's like, nah, give me 3 more weeks, you guys, please. Thank you.
He tried to create it as a flex and like everybody's just leaving him in the dust. He's like, well, shit.
Yes. This one is terrifying. Wasps can remember people's faces.
I will never sleep again.
Honestly, this has made me think of how I've treated every wasp in my entire life in my past and how I will only be very, very pleasant going forward.
Oh, there are so many that are coming for me. I'm so freaked out by bees and wasps and insects in general.
It's crazy. You got comedy posters of your face all over the United States.
Oh, no.
Don't fuck with any more wasps.
They're going to follow me. Shit. I think this through.
Whoops.
Okay. Oh, this is a weird number. The average person forms 400 friendships, but only 33 will last, based on an old study from Psychology Today.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, think about, like, if you're taking your whole lifespan.
Yeah.
The friends you make in preschool, elementary, middle school, high school, you know,
yeah,
college, whatever, and on and on. It's like, I wonder if you are considering acquaintances and stuff in there.
Yeah.
Define I know. Friend.
To me, that's like a really, study. Yeah, like that has to be, that's so subjective.
Sunsets on Mars are blue.
That's weird to picture. Okay, this is kind of crazy. Fruit Loops, the loops are all the same flavor.
Yeah, I fucking knew that. And I was pissed as a kid because I used to do taste tests with my friends.
Oh.
Did you never do this? Where you're
no,
just like,
I never
close
knew.
Your eyes and guess which color is in your mouth.
Oh.
Never did that.
They
all taste the same.
I think Fruit Loops taste so fucking gross. I hate Fruit Loops.
Really?
I never like them. Yeah, they're like taste all like so fake. I don't know.
Yeah, I loved Fruit Loops as a kid. I loved Honeycombs ones, Fruity Pebble, or no, not the Fruity Pebbles, the Chocolate Pebbles. Cocoa Pebbles?
Cocoa Pebbles. Or Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs. Yep. Loved all that. Oh, Apple Jacks. Mm. The last letter added to the alphabet was actually J.
Oh.
Hmm.
The alphabet that we know and love today wasn't created alphabetically. Weird.
What does that even mean? And how do you figure out which one? How did they decide what goes in what order?
I don't know.
That is a whole thing in itself.
The hand and footprints in front of Los Angeles's Chinese theater tradition started accidentally when silent film actress Norma Talmadge stepped on wet cement. Oh.
That's
cool. I like that. That's cool.
Love when those happy accidents happen. There's actually something at a movie studio in Hollywood, the Paramount Movie Studio, where there is, I think, a handprint and a footprint from, they filmed Cheers there, mm-hmm. one of the greatest comedies of all time. But they had, apparently, this is what we were told, obviously, when we worked there, but that they would drink real beer on the set during filmings, like in the bar and stuff. And it was like a real bar inside the soundstage. And I guess one of the nights, whether they were wrapping up filming or wrapping up the season or something, Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson dared each other to like race around the lot, and one of them like was streaking. I don't know. Anyway, whether they were both streaking around the lot or just one of them, they ended up putting their handprints and footprints or something in wet cement. And it has their names in there and it says naked in parentheses outside the Cheers soundstage.
That's amazing.
So fun. Not planned. It was just, they were just obviously renovating part of the studio, but you know.
The things you know. Real see, gem. That's what you get when Delaney is your tour guide.
That's the kind of story you would get, not like how milliliters of film work. So, hey, listen,
hey,
it worked.
Woody Harrelson's dick was out.
Yeah. Let's not talk about Star Wars. Have you seen Woody's dick?
Oh, my God. Okay, you're up.
Okay. A strawberry is not an actual berry, but a banana is.
Okay, now this list is just fucking with me because that just doesn't make any sort of sense. Okay, your shoe size / foot is exactly the length of your wrist to your elbows.
I've heard this before and I feel like I'm just going to do it now, but I don't think I can actually put my foot on my...
No.
Can you? Wait. Oh, I can't even reach that far.
Oh, weird. Oh my God, it is.
Oh, actually, I guess I could just bend down like this.
It is.
So if you ever need
Foot
size, you can just have somebody measure the length this part of your arm. Is this true?
Yeah. So like the base of your wrist to your, I mean, why did that just seem that like looked so long to me? But then, yeah.
If you are driving during this episode, do not try this on the road.
Not attempt this. Well, you know.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
No, it's another thing. So everybody always says that, like, another fun fact is that your wingspan is the same as your height. But I have here's where one of my weird fun facts about myself is. My wingspan is like 2 inches longer than my height. I have freakishly long arms for my height.
Oh, what is that? Isn't that called something like Marfan syndrome or something?
I don't know.
You have a really, really long wingspan.
I can't even get it all.
There's going to be some really weird clips for this episode.
I know. I have like really, really long arms. And so I have a joke about it on stage now, but in middle school, did you have the dress code for girls to try to prevent them from wearing booty shorts, where you had to wear shorts that were longer than the length of your fingertips to your sides?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that was when I found out I have like abnormally long arms for my height, because I put my fingers to my sides and I looked down and I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to have to wear men's JNCO jeans.
Yeah.
To not get expelled, because like my fingers go so far down.
Right. Where I'm probably, I don't know, maybe this is the correct proportions for me too, but I feel like I have really long legs. And so when I would do that, I'd be like, ooh, I can get away with some short shorts if I really wanted to.
Oh yeah. See, I was the opposite.
Wasn't cool enough to do any of that stuff. I was very by the book with my long skirts and pants, cargo pants.
Cargo pants. Hey, old Navy.
This one is so freaky. And I did not know this, but jellyfish are considered biologically immortal. They don't age and will never die unless they are killed. What? Did you know this?
No.
What the fuck? So wait, they don't age, but they also vary in size. Like, right? Like, don't they get bigger? Unless it's just, it depends on the type of jellyfish. This really freaks me out, because I feel like if we really wanted to discover the secret to immortality, we should be studying jellyfish a bit more.
Yeah.
And what's going on with them? And how did somebody figure this out? Because wouldn't they have to be alive for a very long time studying the same jellyfish?
I feel this like this could be like a good jellyfish essence for skincare, like jellyfish jizz for eye cream. And then like your eyes never age. I want something like that.
I feel like we need to title this episode like facts and questions to ask yourself when you're stoned, because I feel like this is the kind of episode that's really going to spark some weird shit for you. A lot of weird deep dives, Google searches.
I learned too, not that long ago, that lobsters also can live to be like 100, some crazy age, and they can get massive. They can get huge. The ones that really like stay low on the bottom of the ocean floor, but because we harvest them to eat them, you don't see that many like that.
Holy shit, dude. I mean, it sounds like the ocean's got some answers. Kels, I would love to hear some of your weird fun facts. I feel like I probably know a lot, but I'm sure there's some nuggets in there that I've never heard about you.
Sure. So this is actually something I was just going to post a video of, because I did it at my friend's wedding. I don't know if this is like a double jointed thing. You guys have to look on YouTube to see me do it, but I can do this with my fingers.
Oh, it's like,
I thought that was normal. I thought like everybody can do this. So if you're not looking on YouTube, I can like basically curve my fingers all the way forward and back, like into an S shape.
I mean, that looks like a sea creature with your hands.
Yeah.
Talking about jellyfish. And here's me trying to do it.
See, like you have to like do like, but like you can't like isolate your fingers.
Nope. Nope.
So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's like double jointed or why.
How did you learn to do that, or that you knew that You could do that.
I don't remember. I think I've just done that since I was young. Like, not like frequently, but I just think, right. I don't know, when you're like a kid, you're like doing the weird like steeple in the church handshake yes. stuff. And I think I just started doing that. And
it's got to be some kind of joint stuff.
I guess.
Yeah.
So weird fun fact.
Interesting.
Don't know what that means. I've never had braces. And I know you know that already. But yeah, that's like a weird. I know, I'm so sorry.
Like never had braces, never had a boob job. yeah, the list goes on.
Sorry. I feel like, you know, if you play the drinking game, never have I ever, that mm-hmm. one gets people to put a finger down really quickly.
That's a smart move at the never have I ever game. I always go to the dirty stuff. So that's a good one to keep in mind. Although I can't use it because I've had braces.
Yeah.
Nice.
I lost my teeth so slowly. I didn't lose my last tooth until I was in seventh grade, which is like really fucking late. And so they told me that
was the last tooth, seventh grade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they told me because I lost my teeth so slowly that they each had time to kind of come in and set up shop, as opposed to people who like lose a lot of them at once. And then everybody's coming in, crowding, looking for space, and like things can get fucked up. I mean, my teeth like are like, if you get up close, you can see that some things are not like don't line up perfectly by any means. But yeah. I did get lucky that nothing's like crazy out of whack. Lost my teeth very slowly.
Wow. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I lost my teeth all by fourth, fifth grade, probably.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, I had braces at sixth. By sixth grade, I already had braces, and I think you have to have all of your adult teeth grown in for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. Another fun fact, I've never been snowboarding. Like that's another like never have I ever that gets people. Most people have like usually tried snowboarding at some point in their life.
I love how all of your facts are just plotting to win at never have I ever.
My competitive nature never ceases. And now that I've been to Hawaii, I think I've been to like 43 states.
Dang.
Performed in, I think, 42. I didn't perform in Hawaii, but I've performed in most states at this point, which is cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's
so awesome. Those are some of my fun facts. How about you, Del?
I like them. Let's see. I attended the same elementary school as my mom, and we had the same first grade teacher. Think about that.
That woman has to be 1,000 years old.
Yes. She was kind of older when my mom was a kid and had her as a teacher. And then she was a lot older when I finally had her.
She's been drinking jellyfish jizz. That's her.
Exactly. Exactly. We figured it out. Let's see. I've met my celebrity crush, Jack Black, three different times, even though I am not a stalker. They were all very organic meetings that I planned in the bushes.
Heavy wink.
But one was the first time I met Jack Black was at the after party of the Tenacious D movie premiere, and got to take a picture with him and talk to him for a few minutes. And then the second time was at the very first year they did Festival Supreme in Santa Monica. I went to that and I was able to meet him. That's when I got a 30-second serenade from him and Kyle Gass. The third time was at a mutual friend's wedding. All three times, I don't remember what I said. I just know that I got through the meeting because he's the only person that can make me really just so nervous that I'm on a different planet. Yeah, the Jack blacked out. Yeah.
Jack blacked out.
My friend, I had a coworker one time who I told about that, and he's just like, oh my God, so you Jack blacked out.
Every time.
Yes. Had a potbelly pig as a pet at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's that story of him accidentally sucking on my teat on accident. That is probably in the self-helpless archive somewhere, right?
My God, Delaney.
Accident.
Your stories are so weird. That like made me just like out of nervous habit. Like I just started doing the finger thing because I just was like,
yep. So very strange. Pigs, very smart animals. My grandpa was a professional boxer in Ireland. So that was pretty cool. And before the pandemic, Cam and I really wanted to honeymoon in Ireland and stay at like his old childhood home, his like old address, which is now a Hilton hotel. So we could actually like stay the night there at his old address and stuff. So that's still on the bucket list.
I love that.
And my dad's an identical twin. So some of my cousins are genetically my half siblings also. They're my cousins and my half siblings because we share the same DNA. Isn't that fucking weird?
That is weird. That's blowing my mind.
Yes. I was able to stand on top of the Parthenon in Greece. Yeah. Because when I studied abroad there, they were renovating like parts of the Acropolis, and our professor knew like person that was spearheading the renovation. So we actually got to go on top of some of these ancient freaking buildings.
Whoa.
Just our class too. It was like a small group of people and get tour. It was so cool. And then you have like everybody's waiting in line to see on the bottom floor and stuff. But yeah, that was like, wow. When that happened, like, this is really a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
What's like the weirdest job you've ever had, Kels? I feel like that could be a fun fact, or weirdest, or just stuff that like you did in your teens or early 20s or something.
I've worked at two different pita pits.
Oh, really? I don't know if I knew that.
Yeah. Which is not.
So you relocated.
Did not something I'm proud of. No, I can't remember why I started working at the other one as well. Was it the one in Cheney? Like, did that one close? I remember, but to work at one pita pit is just, that's plenty for a person in their lifetime. It's not a glamorous job. And I somehow worked at two different pita pits there.
You must have told me this at one point, but I think there was a pita pit in my college town. So I have heard of it.
Oh, fucking nice. Pita pit, man. What was your weirdest job?
I was a Lyft driver. I was a Lyft driver for a while in my early 20s.
Cannot picture that.
I was also a nanny, and I also worked at Trader Joe's as a crew member. And I also did like really weird gigs. I think I've talked about it where I was like, I did like a mystery shopping gig at like the Planned Parenthood in San Bernardino, California for like $150. We have to go in and just like get like, hey, I want to take an STI test. And then you just have to rate them on their customer service and all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
so
weird.
I was finding a lot of different, the weirdest of gigs. Oh, I was a paid audience member on several TV shows. That probably was one of the weirdest ones, where you sit in a seat and clap and stuff all day. Which was actually, it could be pretty fun because you're going to really cool shows with great guests and stuff. Like I saw a lot of really cool people, but you know, it's easy to fall asleep because it's not a whole lot going on.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that's what I wrote down.
Nice.
Oh, I was an ectopic pregnancy for a bit, which is where the embryo was kind of stuck in the woman's fallopian tube. So there was one session or ultrasound where the doctor basically said, like, if the baby or embryo doesn't drop out, we're going to have to like remove it. So they would have had to terminate the pregnancy if I didn't just boop. Flip right up into there. So I was like, God. I must have heard that, being like, oh shit, hold on, I'm coming. Hold on. And then on top of that, they thought I was a boy, I think, for a while. My mom said that the first few ultrasounds, they thought they saw male genitalia. So my mom thought she was having a boy.
Really? Or,
a male.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of interesting pregnancy things, apparently.
Yeah, you came into this world and...
A lot going on. Yeah. Ectopic, mate. What's going on down there? And then a C-section because I was close to a 10-pound baby. So
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mary Joseph.
Yeah.
Well,
you know my whole life.
Those were random fun facts in the world and about us. So
I would love to see some of our community's random fun facts about themselves. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be cool to read those off? You should submit them to selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. I'm sure people have some really juicy, strange ones.
Yes, absolutely.
That would be fun. Sweet.
We have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Audra. They say, crushed it. This is the first time I've heard women talk like life is a locker room. I feel seen. looking forward to continuing my emotional journey. And then in parentheses, gross.
Oh my God, I love
with
that.
Y'all. you're lovely. That's
dude,
awesome.
I try not to say journey and it's so hard because I think it was ever since our episode with Tan France when it was like journey, you know, white women always say journey. I was like, fuck.
Yes. Oh my God, that's right. I forgot he said that. Yeah.
Segments, Kels, anything you want to share?
You guys, I'm so sorry. We've been really recording a lot of episodes all at once lately. And I don't really have anything super noteworthy. I'm currently, as we record this, I'm recording from a hotel room in Connecticut and I'm on like a 10-day trip doing shows in Connecticut, then New York City, and then DC. Nice. So it's like a little bit of it's work, but I'm so excited to see one of my best friends, Allie, in New York. And have some time because I haven't been able to go to New York for 2 years because of COVID. It's been two years since I was there. And so I'm really excited to like just be in the city with her and doing spots. And so that's, I guess that's what's going on with me.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I have a hot tip, a hot moving tip. Because Cam and I just moved from places and we forgot our bidet. It was attached to the toilet.
Oh, no.
Those things that you just look over and you don't remember, like, wait a minute. So if you are moving anytime soon, just write that shit down. If you do have a bidet attachment or like a shower curtain or all those little things that could be missed, we were very bummed, pun intended, that we did not grab that. I promise I did not plan that pun ahead of time. I even called them like, can we get our bidet back? And they're like,
big bonus to the people moving in.
I know. They're like, once you hand over the keys, maintenance actually takes all that and disposes of it. I'm like, you didn't even leave it on for the new people.
Damn.
That is a nice bidet.
Yeah.
So it just was in the garbage. I'm like, okay, well, I guess we'll be getting a new one. So
sorry.
Just a reminder to all the bidet lovers out there. Cam and I really loved it, but apparently not as much as we thought because we forgot it. No problem. After several double checks of the entire home. So.
Hey, you can't blame yourself. That's an appliance. Like, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that's my the fuck moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck happened.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, well, guys, remember, so many tour dates coming up. Go to kelseycook.com, Phoenix, Appleton, Austin. That's what's happening in September. So get those tickets. And Del, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, DelaneyFisher.com. If you're a service provider, you've been in business for at least 3 years. And then if you also are just starting out, eFishionado podcast and some other resources there.
Yes, yes. Okay, guys, we love you and we will talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say thank you. Yeah.